Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Booking supplies and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Texas officials now say at least 80 people have died from flooding in the central part of that state. That includes children attending a summer camp in the area.
With more rain on the way, a desperate search for the girls swept away from a Texas summer camp. 28 children are among the more than 80 dead as storm-swollen rivers once again threaten hard-hit areas. In Kerr County, crews working around the clock to find the missing, including campers and a counselor from Camp Mystic, last seen near the Guadalupe River.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert, dozens remain missing across central Texas. This evening at the White House, President Trump will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the first time since the U.S., in coordination with Israel, struck three of Iran's nuclear sites. The two are expected to discuss a ceasefire deal for Israel's war in Gaza. Indirect talks between the Israelis and Hamas have been ongoing in Doha, Qatar, over the last few days. This is ABC News. The Trump administration is pushing back a key trade deadline.
Trump's 90-day pause on those sweeping trade tariffs is set to expire in a matter of days, sparking fear of market whiplash. Major retailers like Amazon launching huge sales ahead of a possible spike in prices. But now the administration is pushing back the original July 9th tariff deadline. President Trump saying letters will go out today to various countries urging them to finalize trade negotiations.
ABC's Christiane Cordero, it was a soggy end to the 4th of July weekend after Tropical Storm Chantal brought heavy rain and severe winds to the Carolinas. ABC's Faith Abube reports.
Dangerous flash flood watches putting hundreds of thousands on alert. The storm roaring ashore in the overnight hours. Chantal packing sustained winds of 50 miles an hour around 4 a.m., making landfall in Litchfield Beach, South Carolina.
Chantal has since been downgraded into a tropical depression. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
When I go shopping, I like to get gently used clothes at resale prices. I like to find my favorite clothing brands by shopping for my size, and I want the store to be clean and organized. Oh yeah, and I might want to pick up some scrapbooking products for my latest project and a unique handmade gift to brighten someone's day. Did you know that you can find all of these things at the Creative Outlet? We are located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center. We're open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and I can't wait to help you find what you're looking for.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
We're at 63 degrees, up 2 from the overnight low. We'll check out the forecast and get you going, hopefully officially, for this week in southwest Wisconsin right after these words.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, food, and hometown pride. It's the Plain Fire and EMS 3-day celebration, July 25th through the 27th at Plain Community Park. Friday kicks things off with a youth softball tournament at 2. Live music from High Mileage, 7 to 11. Saturday brings more youth baseball and softball, the Travis Janitka Memorial Volleyball Tournament at 10:30, and a beanbag tournament with cash prizes. Live music continues with Sean Shell from 4 to 7, and then rock out with Cherry Pie, 8 until 11. Sunday starts with a parade at 11 a.m. Bring the entire family for the beach luau theme and win cash for the top 3 floats. Then stick around for the famous chicken barbecue, live music from Donnie Razek, a children's pedal pull, fire truck rides, and more. Food, cold beer, live entertainment all weekend long. Follow Plain Fire and EMS on Facebook for updates. Please, no carry-ins.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 82, partly cloudy and seasonal conditions. Tonight, increasingly cloudy, a 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, a low of 63. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, a high near 80. And for Wednesday, breaks of sunshine and a bit muggy, a small chance of a shower and a high of 82. Currently at the WRCO studios, after an early reading today of 68 and a low of 61. We're up a couple of degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. We're at 63.
Always thought you loved that Black Sea 71 more than you love me. Mama always told me boys like you would run. Not for keeps. You called me up to tell. put your lips on her.
Carly Pierce on WRCO and a truck on fire. Some things to celebrate today. It is Chocolate Day. Ooh. Here I was trying to think, well, it'd be a good day to start a diet after all of the excesses over the 4th of July weekend. But, okay, maybe tomorrow. National Macaroni Day as well. Yes, celebrate accordingly. National Strawberry Sunday Day. That sounds like an awesome thing. It's Tell the Truth Day. All right. Everybody try to do that. It's always been tough for Pinocchio, I know. And it's also National Dive Bar Day, celebrated annually on July 7th. And now the problem might be that some dive bars might not be open on Mondays. You'll have to go on Tuesday instead, maybe. Here is Scotty McCrary featuring Hootie and the Blowfish. It's 7:12 on a Monday morning.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. In mine, can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress bed. Now who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again.
Bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres, faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land, as he lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah! It feels like a massive fireworks display just for me!
Uh-huh. And the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Get ready to sink your teeth into something delicious. The third annual Lions Club Rib Fest is happening Sunday, July 13th in Muscadet. It's hosted by the Avoca Blue River and Muscadet Lions Club. This mouth-watering event takes place at the Lions Shelter in Victoria Riverside Park from 11 until 2 or until sold out. For just $22, you'll enjoy a hearty slab of ribs from Soggy Bottom Barbecue of Lancaster, known all over Southwest Wisconsin for their unbeatable flavor. Every meal includes potato salad, coleslaw, beans, bread, and bottled water. Cold drinks are available at the food stand. Dine in or carry out, and while you're there, enjoy a beanbag toss, raffles, and family fun. The shelter is right by the playground and scenic trails, so bring the whole crew and make a day of it by the beautiful Wisconsin River. All proceeds benefit Lions Club scholarships and community projects. That's Sunday, July 13th at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. For details, call Mark Cup, 739-2179.
July is UV Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics wants you to learn before you burn. Did you know 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer by age 70? UV exposure is the most preventable risk factor. Wear your sunscreen and reapply it every 30 minutes, especially to children. Create a barrier with protective clothing and hats. If you spot anything suspicious on your skin, connect with your provider for an evaluation. Stay sun safe until the sunset.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm still working from last night.
Working from last night.
Or yesterday afternoon.
Yesterday. That was a long game.
Yeah.
11 innings.
11 innings, yes. And I'm sure that. Anyway, good morning. I hope your weekend was good.
Yes, it was. It was tremendous.
Nice rain. Great 4th of July.
What
beautiful weather today.
Yep. You had a chance to do a little celebrating last night. My son has a birthday tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, James.
Not going to be around him tomorrow, so we did a little celebration last night.
Leftovers or anything?
I don't think so. I think that they kept them. That's the problem with going to somebody else's house. You can't keep your leftovers.
We need to talk to Joanne how to get some leftovers.
Yeah, exactly.
Leftovers,
good idea.
Yeah. So anyway.
You were umpiring yesterday. It was a long game,
Joe.
The question came up. Now, the average baseball fan thinks that whenever there's a call they don't agree with, that you should appeal it to the home plate umpire.
That's correct.
You were the home plate umpire
yesterday. And those calls are not appealable. We had one call where we had a swing and a hit home plate, okay, and rolled about 2 inches in front of home plate. No foul ball. It can land right on the plate and be a fair ball. The other umpire said foul ball. Well, once foul ball is set on the field, it has to be a foul ball because the offense has a chance to appeal that. Because if he gave up running, which he didn't, and you have to go with a foul ball. That I can't overrule that. Mm-hmm. So that's an uncorrectable error. Close plays at first, if it's a judgment play, it's usually not appealable. The only thing that I can give help in if he's pulled a foot. So there was a couple of them, and there was a balk that wasn't called. I didn't see the balk. I was at home plate. He was in between second and third, which we call the C position. That's his job.
Right.
To call the balk, because it's really hard for the plate umpire, because you're looking, you're behind the catcher, looking through the batter, looking through the pitcher. It's really hard to see his back foot for a right-handed pitcher. Now, I'm not, but I thought Nate Jennings was the one pitching.
Yeah, I pitched 10 innings.
I think that kid got stronger as the game went on.
He did a good job. Yeah. Yeah, it's just too bad it came down to a few things like that, but it was evenly matched, and I call it a heated battle. It really was.
Including the weather.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a heated battle, but you know what? Both sides, team-wise, as players and coaches, I didn't have any problem with.
Right.
So a couple fans jumped me in the parking lot, but it is what it is. I can't. You got to understand the game of baseball.
Right.
And how the appeals work and stuff. I mean, a couple plays and, you know, it is what it is. I don't mean that in a bad way.
But. No, but it's glaring when it's a really close game like that.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you're under, you know, and as an umpire, you really work hard for to have a good reputation. And a game like that can kill it.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't know if I had a good reputation, but.
Well, but as far as baseball, I think it's all right.
But, it is what it is. I don't mean that in a bad way.
Right.
So, I thought about that all night last night, so.
Life goes on.
It does, but, you know, as for most common folks, people think that umpires don't care. That's not true because, let's just say you and I are umpiring. I make a bad call. You think about that. I mean, you literally think about that call of why you called it, how you called it, and why did you call it the way you called it. I mean, I care about what I call.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you don't have the appeal to New York, you know, with video replay. You know, that'd be nice because that would have overturned.
Yeah,
would have overturned a few yesterday.
Probably four.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not a big guy for replay because all you're doing is showing up the umpires. If you want to take the umpires out of the game, it's not baseball anymore.
I don't think MLB probably eventually will do that. You know,
I just
balls and strikes by computer.
I think it's wrong, but that's just. I think you'll lose a lot of fans that way.
Right. Yeah. Anyway.
But anyway.
And on a lighter note, it's Chet's Chuckle Monday.
It is, does.
Sponsored by Chet's Feed Seed and such. We've had some contributions from some areas.
Yes, we have.
We're always trying to get young people to send us jokes, you know, and we've had some area teachers. We've reached out to them, and they've had their youngsters send us jokes. So this one's sent in by little Dean Reinhardt from Sextonville.
Oh, he's a nice kid.
Thank you, little Dean. What's the difference between George Washington and a duck? George has his face on a bill, and the duck has a bill on his face. yes. And this one from little Jamie Gander.
Oh, he's such a good kid.
In Richland Center.
Yeah.
I decided to quit calling the toilet in my house John and renamed it Jim. People are way more impressed when I say I'm going to the gym every
morning. Yes. Nice job. Little Jamie's just growing up so fast.
Yes.
Well, right. And,
thank you.
Can you believe? It's hard to believe I used to weigh 8 pounds and 8 ounces, Phil.
Yes, it is.
I really let myself go. And here's a credit from little Chris Gerber going down to school. So good kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sing in the car, but only in reverse.
Hmm.
You know, why is that? He goes, I'm a backup singer.
A backup singer. Oh, boy. Yeah. Nice job, little Chris.
Yeah, he does a nice job. Chris is such a good contributor to the show. And here's another one from Chris here. What's the difference between a poorly dressed man on a tricycle and a well-dressed man on a bicycle, Phil?
I give up.
A tire!
On that note, we need to take a break for this word from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
A teacher asks little Hank, where's the English Channel located? And little Hank says, I'm not sure. We just switched cable companies.
Yes. Nice job, little Hank. Nice.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Let's see if we can get this. My contractor friend is building a new cabinet, Phil, with a very old drill.
Really?
Yeah. Figures he hasn't changed a bit.
Not bad, Hank. That's good. The sun didn't get to you too much yesterday.
No. Hey, Phil, a little birdie told me a good one the other day. Do you think songbirds get upset with hummingbirds?
I don't know.
For not knowing the lyrics.
Not knowing the lyrics. If you hum a few bars, I can fake it, I guess.
Yeah.
to the man who invented zero, thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing.
Oh, boy.
Two scouts camping in their backyard, Phil. You know how you have a friend over counting up.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to know the time. So guess what they did.
No, I don't have a clue.
They started singing at the top of their lungs. Then one of their neighbors threw open the window and yelled, "Cut the noise! Do you know it's 3 o'clock in the morning?"
Oh, boy.
My girlfriend and I are on this whole long-distance relationship thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Back in Pea Ridge?
Well, somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But can I get to the kicker before you just pick it apart?
No, I'm not. I just wondered if...
I have to stay 100 feet away from her at all times.
Oh.
Also, the police say I should stop referring to her as my girl.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. It's called a restraining order in there.
Yeah. Yes. Is that what that is?
Yes. You know, on the way home from the game in Dodgeville yesterday, I saw this roadside stand. I couldn't believe it. It said, lobster tails for $2.
Really?
And so I pulled in there and gave him my $2, and the guy said, once upon a time, there was this lobster. What are you doing? I got my $2 worth.
You're not right in the head, dude. Two crows were in a field. I mean, I can't beat that one.
Sorry.
Two crows were in a field when they noticed a figure that looked like a man in the distance, Phil. Mm. See that over there? What is that? The first crow said. Says the first crow. The second crow says, take a long look. Huh. That's a scarecrow. Looks authentic, doesn't it? Well, how can you tell it's a scarecrow and not a person? Replies the first crow. Look at its hand. No cell phone.
Oh, yes. Oh boy!
I tell you what,
that was good, Hank. Yeah, that was good. Was that the kicker?
No.
Oh,
is it time for the kicker?
I think it's pretty much time. Yeah,
is it?
Right. Yeah.
I got one more for the kicker.
I'm backing up here just in case.
My son says if Shakespeare was alive today, he would still be regarded as a remarkable man, right, Dad? And I said, I'd say he'd be over 300 years old.
Good call, yeah.
I mean,
he would be.
I'm always trying to help my boy out.
He'd be remarkable, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chip off the old block, that boy of yours.
Speaking of him, okay, didn't... you know, someone was talking to me and says, didn't you say your son was a professional author? I said, no. I said, not quite. I said, every time he writes a letter, it's for money.
He gets paid, right? Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one more before the kicker. Phil, I have a dentist appointment this afternoon. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out which tooth is my sweet tooth. I'm going to need it. I'm going to extract that thing.
Oh, yeah. Get rid of it.
I'm done with it. So do you think that would work?
Help you with your diet? I don't know.
I'm trying to find my kicker here.
Oh.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. All right.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
All right. A little girl, excuse me, a little girl asked her mother, how did the human race appear? The mother answers, well, God made Adam and Eve, and from then they had kids, so all mankind was made. 2 days later, the little girl asks her father the exact same question. The father answers, many years ago, honey, there were monkeys from which the entire human race evolved. This confused the little girl and returns to her mother and says, Mom, you told me the human race was created by God, and Dad said man developed from monkeys. Why the different stories? The mother answers, well, I was referring to my side of the family, honey.
Oh, yes. Go visit your uncle in the zoo. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah, I tell you what.
That's about enough of that.
Buddy, have a great day. Everybody be kind.
That's Hank Gray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location, it is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Some notes on today. In 1976, the United States Military Academy at West Point included female cadets for the first time, as 119 women joined the class of 1980. 1981, President Reagan announced he was nominating Arizona Judge Sandra Day O'Connor to become the first female justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. And in 2013, Andy Murray became the first British man in 77 years to win the Wimbledon title. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries. Sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Mark Wirtz and Marlene Creary. Happy birthday, twins, from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. To Lincoln Morris from St. Mary's School. Jeremy Cooey from Paul and Lou Kretz. To Janae Peterson from Butch and Margaret. We also have wishes for Pam Harness Hansen from your friends at Ancestors of Richland County Hills. Double the joy, double the fun. Happy birthday to the incredible Harness sisters, Pam Harness Hansen and Kim Turner. How wonderful it is to share not just a bond, but also the very same day, special day, exactly 1 year apart. Wishing you both an absolutely delightful day filled with laughter and love and many more shared birthdays, creating cherished memories for years to come from your entire family. To Todd Gruber from Aunt Jan and Uncle Arden, we have wishes as well today for Morgan Hasberg, to Shane Stibbe and Mike Pardoon from Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy birthday to Beth Andre from Mom and Dad. Beth, have an awesome day. From the RC Lions today, we have wishes for Lucas Dwayne Reinhardt, to Lincoln Morris, Todd Gruber, Jaden Ryan, and Karen Hardy. Happy anniversary, Craig and Jenny Perkins. Happy birthday to Lucas Dwayne Reinhardt from Grandpa Dean and Grandma Lori. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club today, happy birthday, Matt Chitwood, to Marlene Creary and Mark Wirtz, also to Amy Steadley. Happy anniversary to Sean and Jessica Walsh and Leah and Patrick Neff. Happy birthday wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier to Ethan Boyarski, Colton Payne, and Shane Stibbe. Happy anniversary, Troy and Lisa Clary, Darren and Sarah Fruit, and Tom and Cecilia Perry, all married on this date, the 7th of July. 30 years ago, pastor and brother Kirby tied his first matrimonial knot. The knot united in marriage Carl Thompson and Tiffany Sherwood. We say happy 30th anniversary and God's best to this special couple. Much love and prayers, Mom and Tom, and from all your big Thompson family, in state and out of state. Happy anniversary, David. Love you lots from Susan today. To Susan and David Dax, a very special couple from the family, happy anniversary. And happy anniversary to Susan. It's been a great 53 years. With love from David. To Troy and Lisa Clary from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. And also today to Chad and Sherry Muller from Park Street Christian Church.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of state jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry, maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with x-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize is a three-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes, including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45, available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners are drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
We hope you have a great day in southwest Wisconsin. Enjoy a summer day. It's 65 degrees this morning. Here's Merle and Jewel.
I've been throwing horseshoes over my left shoulder. I've spent most all my life searching for that four-leaf clover.
Yet you ran with me, chasing my rainbows.
And honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music God made for all the world to sing. It's never old, it grows. Losing makes me sorry.
Well now, honey, don't worry. Don't you know I love you too?
That's the way love goes. Now don't worry, I love you too. That's the way love goes.
This is Phil Nee. I hope you have a tremendous day. Thank you for joining us and supporting local radio. Joanne Krulatz has the news coming up next.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 65 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Partly cloudy and seasonal today, a high of 82. Tonight, increasing clouds with a 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, a low of 63. In Richland Center, we have west-southwest winds at 2 miles per hour, and after a low of 61, it's 65 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Cool down and power up with the July Red Hot Buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Get the perfect air, high-velocity fan to beat the summer heat, and the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0 for your garden. Plus, save on grills. Get free assembly and delivery with purchase over $3.99 and stack up on name brand tools and insect control. From indoors to outdoors, Walsh's Ace has it all. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A UTV crash has claimed the life of a youth. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson and Coroner Betty Nye report that on Wednesday afternoon at approximately 2:30, the Sheriff's Office 911 Communications Center received a report of the crash on private property near Coba Valley Road, rural Hillsboro. A UTV was being operated on a gravel service, traveling down a slight incline when the operator lost control in a curve to the right and the UTV overturned. There were two occupants, including the operator, ages 12 and 11, that were both transported to Amplify Health by Gunderson in Hillsboro, one by private vehicle and one by Hillsboro area ambulance. The 12-year-old sustained critical injuries and died at the hospital. The 11-year-old was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Responding to the scene were the Hillsboro area ambulance, Hillsboro Fire Department, Wisconsin Natural Department of Natural Resources, and later the coroner's office. The incident remains under investigation by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Vernon County Sheriff's Office, and Vernon County Coroner's Office. The state budget includes $1.3 billion in tax cuts. The tax cuts were a signature part of the budget compromise between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders in the legislature. The state's second lowest tax bracket is expanded to include single filers and heads of household earning up to $50,480 and jointly filing married couples earning up to $67,300. Evers signed the budget early last Thursday morning following a marathon legislative session. His office estimates state taxpayers will see an average savings of $180, with most of the reductions going to filers with incomes of less than $20,000. The next state budget gives Wisconsin's K-12 schools some breathing room. The compromise provides the state's 467 public school districts with an increase of some $500 million in special education funding and $30 million for mental health services. Districts statewide will have increased revenue limits, allowing them to increase spending by $1.4 billion more than the last budget cycle. That would come in the form of property tax increases, which could mean more referendums. The state budget funds some high-priority projects for the universities of Wisconsin. It allocates $194.5 million for Phase 2 of UW La Crosse's Prairie Springs Science Center and to demolish the 60-year-old Crowley Hall, and $189.3 million to renovate the Health Sciences Center at UW-Milwaukee. Other capital funding will allow UW-Stevens Point to establish a business school and add to UW-Stout's recreation complex. UW-Madison gets $5 million to plan for eventual demolition and replacement of the 1960s-era Moss Humanities building. A new report from the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health highlights the struggles rural fire and EMS services are facing. Rural EMS Program Manager James Small says nearly half the departments in the state aren't able to respond to calls with a basic level of firefighting. Small says departments are relying on mutual aid for that, and that puts pressure on the neighboring agencies to fulfill those requests. He says it's an issue with a declining number of volunteers and a lack of financial resources. Small says regionalizing or consolidating fire and EMS services could help address the issue. Last week's ruling by the Wisconsin Supreme Court is struck down the state's 1849 criminal abortion law, which had been interpreted as banning all abortions. Michelle Velasquez with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says abortion remains a highly personal and complicated decision, and that the people at the center of these decisions know what is best for their health, for their families, and for their future. Velasquez says they deserve the autonomy and dignity of making those decisions without interference. On the other side of the issue, Pro-Life Wisconsin says its organization will continue to fight to outlaw abortion without exception, pass a personhood amendment enshrining the right to life in Wisconsin Constitution, and to enact pro-life, pro-family legislation. A Marquette Law School poll on the question from September 2022 had about 68% of respondents saying abortion should be legal in all or most cases. An officer with the City of Dodgeville Police Department, assisted by multiple Iowa County Sheriff's Office deputies, conducted a traffic stop in the City of Dodgeville Friday afternoon around 3:30. As a result, Bree A. Jory, 25, of Minneapolis, Minnesota, was arrested on felony charges of possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture, compound, produce, or store methamphetamine, possession of THC, second offense, and bail jumping. Jory is also being held on an outstanding warrant out of Houston County, Minnesota, for theft or taking and driving a motor vehicle without the owner's consent, as well as a probation violation through the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. Bree Jory was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where she was booked. A one-vehicle crash between two trees and into a third on County Road I near Conway Road in the Clyde Township was reported to the Iowa County Sheriff's Department early Sunday morning around 1:55. The reporting parties indicated that the airbags were deployed, that the vehicle was not on its wheelbase, and that the vehicle was unoccupied. Lone Rock Fire, Lone Rock EMS, and multiple Iowa County Sheriff's Office units responded to the scene. Upon arrival, it was also noted that the third tree was struck at its base and had come down, covering the majority of the width of County Road I. Responding units searched the area for any subjects potentially ejected from the vehicle. However, none were found. It was later determined that the driver of the vehicle, Seamus Loffenberg, 18, of Lone Rock, had contacted his mother, Stephanie Rivera, 44, of Lone Rock, after crashing the vehicle around midnight, and that she had responded to the scene and transported him by personal vehicle to the hospital for unknown injuries. As a result of and failure to report the crash, the owner of the vehicle, Stephanie Rivera, was cited for owner liability, failure to report traffic crash. Seamus Loffenberg was cited for failure to report a crash, inattentive driving, and failure to maintain control. Lone Rock fire crews removed the tree from the roadway. UW-Madison police continue working on the 1982 stabbing death of a student. UWPD is again asking the public for help in identifying a suspect in the stabbing death of 23-year-old Donna Mraz. Mraz was walking home early in the morning near Camp Randall when she was attacked. The motivation of the attack remains unknown and there's no new information, but the case remains open and active while investigators continue to follow up on leads. Anyone with info can call the UWPD tip line or share tips through Madison Area Crime Stoppers. A teen charged in the 2024 death of a counselor at Wisconsin's Lincoln Hills Youth Prison will be tried as an adult early next year. Court records showed Chavaris Hurd will face a three-week trial February 2nd through the 20th. Investigators say he had just thrown a cup of soapy water at another officer, then fled into the courtyard where Corey Prolix tried to restrain him. Hurd allegedly beat Prolix, who fell and hit his head on a hard surface. He died from his injuries at a nearby hospital. Hurd is facing charges for reckless homicide and battery by prisoners. Pre-trial hearings will be held in October and November. Richland County 4-H, the Richland County Dairy Promotion Committee, and the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin recently hosted a grilled cheese sandwich challenge. Competitors had 15 minutes to assemble and cook their grilled cheese sandwiches, which had to include real cheese bread of choice and up to 5 additional ingredients. Entries were judged on taste, creative use of ingredients, cooking skills, and presentation. Congratulations to Tennyson Hines on her first place entry. Tennyson crafted a s'more sandwich featuring Gouda cheese. Alana Wallace of the West Lima Schooners 4-H Club placed second with a Colby Jack and Parmesan cheese sandwich with garlic basil butter. And the father and son team of Chris and Will Harpin of the Brush Creek Knowledge Seekers 4-H Club placed third with a Mediterranean grilled cheese sandwich featuring mozzarella and feta cheese.
We're in the final week of the Summer Savings event at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Great markdowns, closeouts, and rebates on all televisions and appliances. Sale ends Friday, July 11th, so stop by soon or visit us online at townandcountryrc.com. We're in the final week of the Summer Savings event at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Great markdowns, closeouts, and rebates on all televisions and appliances. Sale ends Friday, July 11th, so stop by soon or visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Monday, July 7th. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. Funeral services will be held today at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 10 until the time of service at noon. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri, died June 11th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday, July 12th, at the Mel B. Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Friends may call at the Mel B. Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri. Claire R. Hagg, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A visitation will be held later in the summer. In lieu of cards and her flowers, Claire would want you to take a walk, bike, or drive around Richland Center for a small period of time, either solo or with others, and visit with family, friends, and enjoy nature. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Claire R. Hagg, 86, of Richland Center. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center, died yesterday. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral Service in Richland Center for Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services. It's currently 67 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Rescue crews are combing through the damage left behind by a series of severe flash floods in central Texas. Over 40 people are still missing throughout the Texas Hill Country, and at least 80 people have been confirmed dead. Reagan Brown and his parents were able to escape the floodwaters and save some of their neighbors in the town of Hunt.
They were able to escape up the hill, and they got word of their neighbor being stuck in her attic, so they went over and rendered aid and got her out. She's 92 years old.
More rain is in the forecast for the region for later today, sparking fears of additional flash flooding. President Trump has signed a major disaster declaration. The president is also scheduled to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later today. It comes as Trump has been touting a potential ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas amid the ongoing war in Gaza. Indirect talks between Israel and Hamas have been taking place in Doha, Qatar, in recent days. This is ABC News.